listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the danger of comparison. I'm going to speak to you from Haggai chapter 2, verse 3, where we read, "Who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? And how do you see it now? In comparison with it, is this not in your eyes as nothing?" Haggai spoke some 66 years after the temple was destroyed. Certainly there were some old men who had seen Solomon's temple in its splendor. And Ezra chapter 3, verses 12 and 13 describe what those who had seen the first temple felt like 16 years before this prophecy of Haggai, when the work of rebuilding of the temple first began. Let me read to you those verses from Ezra chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. "But many of the priests and Levites and heads of the fathers' houses, old men who had seen the first temple, wept with a loud voice when the foundation of this temple was laid before their eyes. Yet many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the sound was heard afar off." The men in Ezra 3 wept because they saw this temple in its former glory. When Solomon first built the temple, he spared no expense in materials, and he hired the best talent he could find to do the work. So they looked at the beginning of the new temple built under Ezra and remembered the old temple, and they couldn't help but make the comparison. The new didn't compare to the old at all. In fact, they said this, "In comparison with it, is this not in your eyes as nothing?" You see, the comparison between the good old days and the present day, or between the work of God in various places and times, those comparisons are rarely beneficial. It didn't do the people of Haggai's day any good to think of how magnificent Solomon's temple was compared to their own rebuilding work. All it did was discourage them in the present day. Most often, our comparisons lead us either to pride or to discouragement. When our gifts or resources are small, we're often tempted to think that we can't do anything of value for God. We look at others who have greater resources or greater gifts, and we think that they are the ones that God can really use, not people like us. So why should we even try? We think that if we can't build a temple as great as Solomon's, then we shouldn't bother building at all. The truth of it all is that nothing we do is really worthy of God. All our works, including Solomon's, fall short of the perfections of his glory. So we do what we can, and we trust the Lord is pleased with our heart and effort as he is with the grandeur of the end result. A.W. Tozer suggested this prayer regarding our tendency to compare and compete. This is what he said. "Dear Lord, I refuse henceforth to compete with any of thy servants. They have congregations larger than mine, so be it. I rejoice in their success. They have greater gifts, very well. That is not in their power nor in mine. I am humbly grateful for their greater gifts and my smaller ones. I only pray that I may use to thy glory such modest gifts as I possess. I will not compare myself with anyone, nor try to build up my self-esteem by noting where I may excel one or another in your holy work. I herewith make a blanket disavowal of all intrinsic worth. I am but an unprofitable servant. I gladly go to the foot of the cross and own myself to be the least of thy people. If I err in my self-judgment and actually underestimate myself, I do not want to know it. I purpose to pray for others and to rejoice in their prosperity as if it were my own. And indeed, it is my own, if it is your own, for what is yours is mine. And while one plants and another waters, it is you alone that gives the increase. All I can say to that prayer and the heart behind it is amen and amen. Friends, today, avoid the traps of comparison and competition. They have very little place in the Lord's work.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.